Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. This is the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 592 in Deja Vu. It's August 16th, 2020. I am your host for this Titanic of a podcast, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. We do this, or an attempt to do this, every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. out in Kim's Way. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. This may sound familiar. This may sound new. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The world is crazy right now. But we have a lovely cast of people. We have Kim Woods on the podcast. Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
That's 30 minutes in. 30 minutes in, and we're good now, we think.
Yay! Finally, the gremlins have been worked out. We hope.
Mm-hmm. We hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
Welcome to the podcast, Kim. Welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
Drinking heavily in Bellamina, Ireland, Robin Tate.
Yeah, it's me. It's Robin Tate here. Sorry. I think the internet was weird. My computer was weird. My volume controls were weird. And we were chatting away for a good 10 minutes there, or 15 minutes. And but do over. It's so cool. I love it. It's me. I'm Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. The weather here is funky dunky. It's been wonderful for the past few days. And I can't wait to podcast again because it's wonderful podcasting with you people.
And finally, looking ginger as ever, the better version of the chins, Peachin, on the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Ginny. I've got a very short, very, very, very shit short-term memory, so I can't remember what I've even said earlier.
It's all good. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Yes, we're literally, we have no idea what people have heard or haven't heard so far. It has been one of those kickoffs to the show, but hey, we're here. As far as we can tell, everything is going good. I'm no longer looking at Twitch because it depresses me. So if you are on Twitch and you are listening to us live, or YouTube listening to us live, thank God for you. We will be monitoring. Kim, that is going to be your official job, okay? So as I know. As the chat happens, let us know. When people make comments, let us know. But we really pray, hope, and cross fingers and toes that you can hear us, you can see us, everything is good. Pete, you also, let's face it, you have this uncanny ability to stay perfectly still and cast your voice without moving your lips, which is amazing ventriloquism. So we appreciate you doing that for the show today.
You're welcome.
You're trying to set the world's record for least movement. And ventriloquism, that was a thing. I need a drink.
It's my side job. I'm like one of those buskers that just stays still on the street.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we've got birthdays to talk about. That's something exciting to do. Yeah. Let's wish Susan Linden Hall, also known as SLH, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 19. 19 on the 19th. She's not even legal yet, sort of, at least in the U.S. Hey, Stephen Holdsworth, Little Lord, he has a birthday coming up, 69 on the 30th. Congratulations, you old-timer. And last but certainly not least, Amar Pavarz, turning 72
Parvez.
On the 21st.
I think it's Parvez.
Parvez.
Parvez. Amar Parvez.
Parvez.
Yeah, Parvez. With a Scottish accent.
Amar, apologies. Just, I'm a stupid Yank. What can I say? Anyway, 72 on the 21st. That is amazing. And for that, you get this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
We are family.
Armar, your name, by the way, is changing in front of me as we speak. So now we believe it is Parvarez. People are changing how your name is spelled, just so you know, in our notes live. So I have no clue. But Armar, we love you.
That was how you pronounced it, Parvarez.
Is that how I said it? I don't know.
Mexican drug lord.
Yeah, it's like,
like I said, I need tequila.
It's like Carmela Harris.
Don't disrespect Camilla.
Carmela.
Carmela.
Camilla. Camilla.
We're moving on. Let's talk story time, Robin.
We've got no drop rims. I'm am so happy about that.
Seriously, I don't get it. Like, for a half hour, we're struggling through drop frames, and then just magically, like a freaking little, like, magic drop of whatever happens, and suddenly we're not dropping frames. Obviously, what is happening is somebody in Robin's house, not him, has stopped watching the porn channel.
Judith.
They've gone to bed finally. Exactly. Judith is finally in bed, and so the bandwidth is back up. There's another joke to be made there. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Let's talk about your week.
Jesus, my father-in-law brought around the biggest fucking cucumber we've ever seen today. So that could explain it. That's the uploads going on right now.
Oh, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, not a cucumber, that's for sure. Not a damn thing. It was a usual week this week. I watched Colton and, you know, did the things. So, okay. Same shit different week. So.
Fair enough. You know, I'll go next. Okay. Hawaii trip is on hold. We're going to have to talk to our company and get it rebooked for a different time. And that's because Hawaii is still kind of in a like serious lockdown. Anybody traveling into Hawaii has to either have had a COVID test in the last 72 hours or they have to self-quarantine for 14 days. But they're pretty strict on it. So if they catch you not self-quarantining for that 14 days, there's heavy fines, that kind of thing. It's just not worth it.
No.
So we're going to punt. We'll do Hawaii next year. And for now, we're just going to do something probably local that week. Maybe we go down to San Diego or something, you know, just stay within the California state so we don't have to worry about self-quarantining. But who knows? Who knows what's going to be open and what's not going to be open? Yeah, it sucks. But it's what it is. We were going to barbecue yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do ribs. Love pork ribs. Great. We were all set to do that. However, we didn't really think about the time it was going to be needed to cook the ribs. Fun fact, if you're grilling ribs on a grill, you need more than 20 minutes.
Yep.
You need about 90 minutes. So we had to punt on the ribs idea. We're going to cook those up later tonight.
Punterino.
You need to cheat. Instead, we had hot dogs.
Yeah.
That was our barbecue.
I barbecued. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I barbecued not last night, the night before. Was it last night? No, I was at home last night. It was the night before. And it was a charcoal barbecue. But I have a big gas one here, which is just you switch it on, away you go. It's fantastic. But it's coming to the end of its life. But they had a charcoal one at this house that we were staying at. And that's interesting. I prefer my gas barbecue. I think what happens is with a little portable one, it was a Weber barbecue, so it was a good barbecue, but it was charcoal. But I think what happens is you don't, when you're rushing to try and get it done, you don't leave it burning, smouldering long enough. And I seem to feel that you get a taste of the lighter fuel or the fresh coals in your food.
Yeah.
If it hasn't been lit for long enough because you're rushing to get it done, where you never have that with a gas, so... Anyway, the kids well, that again, we bar 90 minutes is a small child as well, so as well as ribs. So.
That's a timing thing, though. Timing thing.
Small children, 90 minutes. Very tender.
Another little fun little thing that happened this past week. So I'm out in the backyard. We have a nice little swing with a little like a bonnet over it to, you know, give you shade. And I notice a wasp flying around. Ooh. And it flies up into, we have a little like kind of, how to describe this? The bonnet slides onto like these metal rings to kind of hold it in place, right?
Glory hole?
No, not a glory hole, but well, maybe. Anyway, so I see it go in there. I was like, all right, well, I was done being on the swing anyway. So I get up and I go to like tap it to get it out of there. Like 20 wasps come flying in.
That's so dangerous. Like, but that really is dangerous, man.
Yeah. So I like go flying into the house, of course, to avoid the wasps. And, and
run like a girl.
Next day,
sorry, no offense.
Oh, run my like God, a girl. I was a little girl. Yes, absolutely. So next morning, I come out early. It's barely light out. We've got hornet wasp killer spray that it shoots out like 20 yards.
Okay.
Anyway, so I line it up, spray it down. They weren't in there anymore. They were just like hanging out for the day.
Oh,
flipping. I don't know.
All right,
nothing in there.
This last year, the year before, I had to get a guy in that made their home in our bandstand, in the rafters of our bandstand outside. And he had a big nest. So we have these pretend wasp nests that hang now. So it sort of puts the wasps off from nesting in that area, sort of thing. I'm taken. So we haven't had too much bother. But it's right, we're in wasp season now. I just hate those. What is the point of wasps? What, I mean, seriously, they don't pass on pollen to other flowers and stuff like that there, flowers, where bees and stuff like that do. But, I mean, they're pointless. All they do is be vicious and they're nasty. I mean, is there a point to wasps? Please tell me.
I don't think so.
They do actually pollinate. They do actually pollinate.
What do they pollinate? They don't get nectar.
Flowers. I'm sure I've read that. Hang on. They do actually do it. Because
you look that up.
I was on the old bandwagon that they don't do anything, but they actually do.
Actually, the real reason behind wasps is they kill the stupid. That's
okay,
what happens.
Okay.
But the fun thing you can do with wasps is go out in the middle of the night. Because they will be, you know, they go into their hive area, they're asleep, and that's when you get that can of wasp spray and you douse it
with a lighter.
You just douse it with the spray. It's like a hose. It's just like shooting up into it, and then you come out the next morning and you will just see a pile of dead wasps underneath it. It's the most satisfying thing in the world.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And you don't run the risk of getting stung because they're sleeping. Anyway, so that was my week.
Nasty man.
Pete, what have you been doing this week?
I've been in the middle of a lot of storms. It's been rainy as hell over here in the UK. In fact, Robin, have you had lots of storms?
No, it was funny. The weather report for our mini break there, because we went away on Wednesday, we came back on last night, and the weather report before we went would give us thunderstorms every day, and I thought, God, it was going to be terrible, but it was the exact opposite, and I love Judith's weather reporting, because it couldn't have been nicer. So we haven't. It's been, well, you know the term close? It's been close. Yeah. Thick, the air has been thick. You know, it's brewing a storm, but it hasn't stormed. And but no, you look like you have it bad there.
Yeah, it's been stormy as hell here, and parts of Scotland were like completely flooded out, and cars were being pushed down the road and all sorts, so some of the worst storms I've seen in years. And we inherited a cat for a night. Next door's cat, because they were out, and they couldn't.
That's not because of the storm. That wasn't the storm.
it was the storm.
It was like because it was the cars in Scotland were getting pushed down the street, and we inherited a cat. So those two things kind of joined up for me. So did the cat fall out of the sky in the storm, Pete, or what?
It came with a car.
Do
you know what? I'm going to move on really quickly.
From the Trossachs.
Let's just call this what it is. Pete is collecting other people's pussy.
Yeah. So, for a night. And I'm allergic to cats. You know, I just didn't want to stroke the thing, even though it's like really cute. I was just like, oh, I don't want to stroke it. Anyway, I knew that would get people going. I've been swimming a lot as well this week.
Speaking of strokes, very good.
Yep. My front crawl and breast stroke is significantly improved. I'm gliding well.
The doggy style was not your thing, sort of thing, no?
No, you sink doing doggy style, really. It's not.
You're not supposed to, for the record.
It's supposed to be one of the easiest ones, you know?
No, yeah. Froggin's pretty good.
Froggin?
Yeah.
That's your term for it, Froggin? Okay.
We've lost Ken.
So I'm up to 14.
There will be a court
now.
Kiss. There were some teeth, there will be a court kiss.
I'm up to 40 lengths a day.
Oh, yeah. 40 strokes a day.
40 strokes a day, and I'll do it really quickly. quicker and quicker every day. Okay. I feel like physically drained. I'm sweating tons, you know, when I'm done. But, you know,
can we talk about this real quickly? That to me, one of the kind of grossest feelings in the world is the feeling of sweating when you're in a pool.
You feel it when you're in the pool. It's when you get out.
Yeah, but I mean, it just that whole, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
You okay, Kim? You're right there.
The muscle in my arms have got, she's got her ear, oh yeah, her ear fans are back on. The muscles in my arms have really improved as well. I can feel, you know, some strain there. They're doing well. So anyway, I'm going to do 64 strokes next week, including push-ups.
Your muscles will be bulging then.
Yep. I'll certainly feel a bulge at some point.
Can you not do 5 more just to make it a round number?
Could do.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Come on. Odd is out, even is in.
Yeah, 69 strokes would be much better.
Yeah, could do, yeah. So anyway.
So you're back swimming. By the way, okay, so what's the mask deal? We talked about this on another podcast at some point in time today.
When I started going on, and I've recorded that show already, we could have cut that audio out and just wasted 15 or 20 minutes, Robin. And I thought, hang on.
Hold on, I forgot what you've said already.
We've done that for 3 people that are on this Twitch show, and that's probably us. Right, so swimming.
Oh shit, that's a jock strap, not a mask. Frick.
So swimming with a mask.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
Well, they're asking you to wear a mask as you go into the main entrance and you have to queue up. They only allow 20 people into the pool and you go to the lockers and you have to carry on wearing your mask. You get dressed as well and stuff, and you have to put all your stuff in the lockers. And then the last time, at the last point where you wear your mask is as you close your locker and lock it up, ready to go in the pool. So you go into the pool, you swim or have 40 strokes like I do, completely break yourself. You're spitting and spluttering all over the place, and then you have to get back out and then put your mask on. And then you get to the locker to go to the showers, and then, oh man, it's just so, like, it's ridiculous. It just don't even make sense. I don't get it all. But anyway, swimming has worn me out that much. I'm having to have a few cat naps. I did before this show tonight. I fell asleep at like, it's about 6 o'clock, I think it was, and I woke back up about.
Too much stroking going on.
Yeah, Pete, that's just getting older, my friend. That's nothing to do with your stroking.
I'm 40. I shouldn't be having cat naps. I'm just tired though.
Embrace the cat nap, Pete. Embrace it.
Well, swim. Yeah, it has tired me out. But I'm going to go up to a mile a day next week. So that should really tire me out, I reckon. But I can feel, even though I've not lost any weight, I don't think, I don't feel like I have, especially when I look in the mirror anyway, but I can feel, my muscles, you know, being a lot more, they just feel like they're there more, they're more worked out, and I feel like I've got more air in my lungs, my lung capacity feels good, so, and I've got a bit of a spring in my step, so I'm enjoying, I'm looking forward to that next week up in the game, and getting some more strokes in.
Good man. You can never have enough strokes. Robin.
Yeah. Okay.
I know we talked about your mini vacation, but what else has been going on? I see some things about stocks and chats. Oh, by the way, thank you for adding me into this group.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll get to that. Yeah, so we were away. We were in the winds, beautiful part of the world in Northern Ireland called Fermanagh. Absolutely gorgeous. We had this beautiful house on the edge of the water, of this beautiful inland waters river called Lough Erne. Upper and Lower Lough Erne, it's a Erne River. It's massive. I mean, there must be about 70 or 80 miles worth of sailing that you can do around it. So I had brought my paddleboard along. There was two families So four adults and 8, 9 kids. So some of them under 2. And Charlie was the eldest, being sort of 14, 15. And we had a ball. I mean, the house was massive. It was like an old family house. 6-bedroom. The living room was the size of friggin' a tennis court. It was massive. Everything was massive. Older house. Maybe it was there for the family house, Airbnb. And it was the garden went right down, beautiful sun house at the end of the garden, and its own dock on the edge of the river, so you could tie up your boat. I had my paddleboard along. I had Jasmine, I'm going to put up the photograph now, Jasmine on the paddleboard, and she put a life jacket on her, and she was as happy as Larry. And we paddleboard, went away for about an hour one
on
day,
a scale of
and paddleboarded
1 to 10.
To our heart's content.
It was
we had a great old time. It was very, very cute. She just,
I just love seeing you spending time with your dog.
Fuck! Okay. Thank you.
And you know what's going to happen, Robin.
So we had a great, great time. That was lovely. It was a real surprise. We got some respite for one of our lads, which we haven't had all year, and we got sort of 3 nights away, and it's our summer holidays this year, so what do you do? So for 4 or 5 months now, I have been dabbling, maybe a bit longer, dabbling in some stocks and shares. And I have in the last few shows talked about, you know, do you want to join in? And people have came and asked, a few people have asked, what's this all about? And it's sort of day trading and some investing. And Phil has joined in, Pete has joined in, Mark has joined in, and birthday boy himself, little Lord Stephen, has joined in as well, a little WhatsApp group, and we put you into the group as well. And generally, I've been using this app called Trading 212. It's a sort of an intro into trading and day trading, free commission-wise. You just stick a tenner in or whatever you want, and use my referral, you'll get a free stock, I get a free stock. And so... Yeah.
Pyramid scheme.
Whatever.
I'm kidding, just giving you a hard time.
Pete, It's been a bit of fun this week. You know, you've been dabbling, you know, like £2 here and £1 there, and yes, you've been up and down. Now, the last couple of days in the stock market has been just a massacre. But it's interesting, all of us learning together. I've been going on for quite a few months now, and I've been building up my portfolio. It's got to 3,000 quid now in it, and I've started from 1,000, and it's went up and up and up. So, it's been fun. I don't know how you've got on with it, Pete. You know, it's been a bit of a laugh and a bit of a shock. And it's amazing how people make a living and make money out of this, frighteningly, with the numbers, the way it happens so quickly.
I suppose if you put a lot of money in, you could make a bit if you're clever with it. I've only put, I put a £10 in at first, but I don't know, I can't invest any more then. And I mean, I said that I was going to put 100 in altogether in the pot. So I've upped it to 25 or something like that now. Yeah, I've had some good times with it. I've had like one loss, I think, but I keep on getting like 50p and 70p and £1 or whatever a day, and it just mounts up, you know. I think the best one I did was invest in Tesla. I got a 0.0 something of a share in Tesla just at the time when it spiked. They've got some deal going, haven't they, or something? And that spiked and it went up like, I don't know, 12% or something like that from when I first bought it out, and I was even though I only got about, I don't know, 80 pence from it, I was so stoked. I was like, yes, it was like a proper winner. And I've at the minute, I've put some money into Norovax or Novavax. It's a pharmaceutical company that are 90 million doses of a vaccine to the UK.
Yeah, well, hope it does better than the one that I put you all for that Trump had recommended, and it went up for about 5 minutes and then fell through the earth. Anyway, look, it's not big money we're talking about, and if you're interested in another wee chat group and something else, it is the money we're talking about. Again, you don't gamble money that you can't afford to lose, so it's small numbers. If you want to join in, please contact me at Bongo the C, and I'll add you to the WhatsApp group, and you can join in for the crack. You don't have to spend any money,
right?
Yeah, you can join with a bit of a laugh.
You can virtual money as well. You can invest
virtually, just pretend money,
$50,000 or something.
They have a play account. And the interesting thing is, you know, day trading the way you guys are approaching it right now, that is, in a lot of ways, it is like gambling. It, you know, you are, it's very transactional. It's very kind of invest in the morning, sell in the afternoon.
When I was off there for a day or two, literally I was making maybe 20 trades a day. I mean, I could be literally holding on to things for 5 or 10 minutes or half an hour, and away I was going. So I was doing the UK in the morning and then New York Stock Exchange come the afternoon, and last trade was done at 5 to 9 at night when New York closed. But I am doing it slightly differently, where yes, I am got day trading, but I'm also buying into longer term shares as well as a longer investment sort of thing. So I'm buying chunks of Apple and Facebook and Tesla and all this longer term stuff there. So there's different, like there's investing and trading, and they're two very different things. So
I think it's great though for everybody to kind of pay attention to this stuff, because it ultimately gets you looking outside of your own little bubble, and you start really taking in a lot of what's going on in kind of the commercial world, for lack of a better way to put it. It opens your eyes to a lot of different things. You know, you never would have thought you'd be looking at a pharmaceutical company and trying to understand what they're doing. Yeah. But now that that opportunity's there, you start thinking about it, you start looking at it. But it's
terrifying to see that the world and the stock market is built generally on not the success of how good a company is doing, but how the stock traders are feeling about the state of the world at the time. The value of the stock is based on feeling. It's terrifying. Anyway, if you want to join in with that bit, at Bongo the Sane, give me a and we'll get you into the WhatsApp group when we go. Yeah. I'm going to throw there's one other final thing I want to mention.
Okay.
I have this thing that's been going on in my head for a week or two now, and a year or two ago, Pilch Reid sort of had chats with people.
I'm really glad you're bringing this up, because I was thinking about him.
Yeah, Pilch, and he'd done this thing that they had different members of the community on chatting, and it was gaming and bits and pieces. I have this inkling that I would like to do something like that, but not just limit it to gaming. So if you're thinking Joe Rogan here, but with sort of within the community and friends, to maybe have that hour-long chat just about, it could be games, it could be what you do for a living, it could be anything whatsoever. So I suppose it'll be free form, switch it on, record, away we go, and do an hour, and whatever happens sort of thing. So if you're interested in maybe coming and doing a wee bit of one-on-one chat with me, again, contact me at Bongo the Sane. Nothing would be published that would be really bad or hard or against your what you want that would do us harm or whatever, but just a free-form chat about life, the universe, everything. It could, health, politics, job, work, whatever it could be, gaming, how we all got started and all this nonsense. So if you're interested in that, please contact me. So maybe it would be like an OC podcast, after hours sort of thing, that sort of job. So
there you go. I fully support that. But I just want to throw this out there. I have not heard from Pilch, and I cannot tell you how long. So if anybody has heard from Pilch, or if you come across him, tell him we say hello, and we would love for him to stop by sometime. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Let's talk about some games.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser. All right, so we are mid-month. I'm not going to worry about trying to talk about the freebies that we get because we're mid-month. So, Kim, you're off the hook there. But stay focused for upcoming games. Alrighty. That being said, Pete.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Pete.
Let's talk about what you've been playing, my friend.
Oh, I've been pretty boring as far as games go. I haven't really changed much. I've been playing Minecraft Dungeons with my son again. We've managed to find one of the, I think it was the, is it the, it's the hidden crypt, the secret level. We managed to find that today. And we've completed, I think it was the swamp as well, just for getting some more power and more XP or some more coins or whatever. We're not good enough yet for the fiery mountains, or I can't remember what it's called now, right over the far side. We need to finish that one off. But just some timing, about an hour playing Minecraft Dungeons. It's good.
Sorry, is this the DLC you've been playing, Pete, or is this the initial game?
The DLC is not available yet, is it?
I thought it was. I thought the islands were out now.
No, I clicked on it. It says it's available soon. So, yeah, it's not. It's still part of the original map. I said a couple of weeks ago that I'm just chipping away at it with my son, and we're just having some bit of time together. We don't like game all the time when he comes over. It's just the odd time here and there, and he does enjoy that game. So it's nice. He just leaves me to do all the work, and he's there in the corner just looking at trees, whatever. One game I've put a lot of time into this week, and man, it just feels like endless, is Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh wow! Well, don't finish this before me, for God's sake.
Oh, have you not finished it?
No, not the second one. No, frig me.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, I thought you'd.
Who?
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so we're playing this game, it's really just made me feel old. it's difficult, man. I've got it on easy.
Yep.
It's really challenging.
No, I don't have it on easy. No. But it is difficult. Yeah. But yeah. But I mean, the first one, you played the first one, Pete. I mean, there was parts of it which were unbelievably hard, like the bit where the tree, up through the tree where the water chases you up through the tree. Did you not find that extremely difficult? No?
I did. Yeah. I think the whole difficulty thing, I think it's when you're killing enemies, I think their strength is higher. But as far as when it comes to chasing gameplay, like that tree scene or section, the difficulty doesn't change that, I don't think, unless it goes, water goes faster upwards. But I doubt if it does.
It is learning it. I am loving this, but I am frustrated by it. But I was frustrated a bit at times with the first one as well. For me, my frustration is not the difficulty, because sometimes there are areas that you go to which are just, you're not ready yet. It's that, what do you call the type of game that it is? Dungeon, things open up at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you,
Metroidvania?
Metroidvania type. I get lost. I get lost in where the story's going and what to do next. Yep. And I could go on to it and spend 2 hours trying to progress the story, whizzing myself around the map. And then, you know, go to parts of the map where there's a question mark and realize that when I get there, I'm not powerful enough or I don't have the right skill set to get there yet. So it is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It is, I think, more difficult than the other ones in part. I think I'm quite far on through the story now, but I still think I've got a long way to go.
Oh. What's the biggest thing that you've come across so far? Have you defeated the toad?
Yes.
Okay. I'm around there.
Yeah.
We might not.
And some big massive spidery type thing is at me as well at the moment. But yeah, but you know, the way the skills go, you're shooting the arrow to shoot yourself forward, and then you do this, that, you know, as you progress, your skill sets go. And it's one of those games where if you leave it too long as well, you forget. Yeah. It takes you 10 minutes to remember all the bits and pieces.
That's why I'm trying to just put in as much gaming time that I can afford, you know, into this game now. There's so many different combinations, buttons that do various different things, and you've got so many. You've got so many skill sets, and I reckon it was so easy to forget all of those in a matter of maybe a few days. It is complicated. I feel as though the first one was more linear than this one.
That's what I mean. The map is so big that you're just like, where do I go next? What?
Yeah.
I mean, there's things to the bit that I'm on at the moment. They're like mud, but you have to bounce on these mud bubbles, so it's like a muddy lake.
Oh, I've done that.
This is part of it anyway. And the mud sort of pops up, and the bubbles sort of, they pop after a few seconds, and then you have to get it, and then bounce onto another one. Oh, goodness me!
Yeah, I think I've tried to go into areas because I've built up my health so much. I've gone into areas where I probably my skill set's not good enough, and I've probably pushed myself too far ahead, and But at the moment, I've got, you have to collect 4 wisps to get you to the final stage of the game. I've collected 2 so far, and there's one I can't get to at all, and the other one, it's in I think it's called the Silent Woods, and
there's a big bear sitting in a cave I can't get past yet. So,
You just have to push. You know, when you've got that skill set where you just use the feather just to push air.
Okay.
You just have to do that in his nose.
Oh, that's fair. All right. Okay.
I've got that. But anyway, I've got 2 of the wisps of 2 of the 4. I feel like I've got quite far into it, but there's this silent woods, and you have to hit these like light bubbles, and when you hit them, there's a fairy that comes out and takes you so far. And
This is in the dark. Is that
And I'm stuck. I can't go any further in it, and it's really really peeing me off. I must have missed something somewhere in that section.
Yeah, YouTube is your friend. I would do that. This is one of those games where YouTube is your friend.
Yeah. I'm really struggling at some stages of this game, but it's massive. It feels more open world. There's loads of side quests. I'd imagine you put a lot of time into this, but it's a gorgeous game. Difficult, but if you've not played any of these 2 games, you know you need to get on it. It's not very friendly on the old achievements.
Definitely not.
It's difficult. Do you want to play a game?
I suppose one thing I would say was the first one, I just couldn't put it down because it was just so beautiful and gorgeous, and I wanted to play more and more and more. This one here, I've almost had my fill of it. I know it's gorgeous. I know it's pixel perfect and brutal and fantastic, and the sound and the music is wonderful, but it's like, because of the challenges of trying to find my way, it's like,
I've been swearing a lot. That goes in the back of the box. You forget this game came out this year. Yeah. I keep thinking this is like a year and a half old game. It's not. Hopefully Pete, you finish it out and beat Robin to the punch. It's a race now. That's what really we've heard here.
So it sounds like, yeah.
Exactly. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Banner Saga 3.
Yep, still plugging away at it. I'm on chapter 19, I think I'm at now. I don't know how many chapters there are to finish it. I've seen like a chapter 23, so I don't know if that's the end.
Do you know about how long each chapter is ish?
Oh,
does it feel like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah, I'd say it's something like that. I mean, I'm sure if there was somebody a little better at these things than I am, it probably wouldn't take them as long, because I'm kind of, you know, guessing some of the battle stuff. I'm kind of making my strategy up as I go along, because there's been a time or two I've taken the wrong people, so then I've had to start over and do it again because I didn't like the outcome. So not all of them are that way, but there's been a few of them where I'm like, yeah, you know, I could probably do that better. So then I go back and try again, and usually it works. So, still plugging away at it. Still trying to figure out what exactly is going on. I did decide to toughen up my character a bit. He was kind of a bit wishy-washy and trying to help everybody. And there was this one jerk-off that I picked up the last game that has just done nothing but bust my balls since we brought him along. And he ended up doing something that, well, he probably shouldn't have. So I just beat the crap out of him and left him in his prison cell to rot. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's about it. I haven't had much time for gaming, so I've pretty much been gaming on the weekends when I have the time. So it kind of works for me, because you can, like I said, 20, 30 minutes for a chapter, and if that's all I've got time for, well, at least I feel like I've accomplished something. So
yeah, and that's the important thing. I do struggle right now. A lot of the games I've been playing, they don't necessarily give that satisfaction of feeling like you've achieved something to move the story forward along within a small window.
Yep.
But yeah, so I mean, games I'm not going to talk about, but I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I've continued to kind of trudge through that, and that's just such a big game.
You said trudge, like maybe you're not quite enjoying it, maybe?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I do enjoy it, but there's so much to it. It's that Witcher 3 problem of you've got question marks all over the place.
Exactly.
And so I don't know that I'll get through that game or not. I'll continue forward playing it. I'm really trying to mainline the story as much as possible, but it feels like they've also put in some barriers to kind of keep you from doing that. So leveling things. So anyway, Phoenix Point also, that's a game I've actually been really enjoying a lot. I've been playing a lot of that during the work week because it's a turn-based game. So I can jump into it and have it just kind of sitting idle without fear of having something happen. So the game that I decided to fire back up was Anthem. I really loved the idea of Anthem, and I had heard they'd you know, gone through and made some big changes to it, but they still have a ton more they want to do to the game. So I fired up Anthem, played through one mission. I see some of the tweaks they've done. They allow you to jump into your mission much faster now. Before you kind of had to go through this process of you know, kind of getting through setting up your Lancer and then launching, and then you went to the launch pad and then you had to launch from there. Now they kind of just, they skip the whole launch pad sequence. So you say start a mission, it loads things up, and then it's like you just start out in the wilderness. It's a game that has so much promise. Now I kind of want to go back to Fort Tardis. That's the kind of the hub world. So they have NPC characters that you could talk to. The voice acting in this game and the back and forth is actually really good. It's meaningless. So, you know, you talk to a lot of characters and you have choices to make within the characters, and they, you know, it's basically like left trigger, right trigger on what, how you want to respond to their question or something they say. Mm-hmm. But none of that matters. So, you know, you can respond a certain way. It'll change the dialogue tree up a little bit in terms of how the dialogue goes, you know, back and forth, but ultimately it doesn't matter. There's no consequence to and this is, I think, something that as fans of BioWare, we kind of expected and wanted there to be consequence to our choices. So the game still feels like it misses the mark in that regard. But I still, you know, the gameplay loop in small spurts is good. And what I mean by that is, I don't feel like they've changed a whole lot of the gameplay I don't say the gameplay mechanics, but I mean the things you do as a Lancer are still all samey a little bit. It's go find something. You know, you have to go find shards to put into this device to get it to stop from opening up a rift, for lack of a better way to put it. I can't remember the exact terminology for it.
Good that they got this so wrong. You know, they had this great concept of these suits and bits and pieces, and like, okay, well, that sounds like the suits and the flying bit came first. Let's shoehorn a story in around these things rather than,
the unfortunate first part of it. I think you're spot on with that, Robin. I think they came up with a great idea. I really wish in retrospect that they would have said, all right, let's go for broke. Let's get the Iron Man license and let's make a great Iron Man game, because that's what this is. It, you feel in so many ways like how Iron Man is when he flies around.
That's interesting.
I think it would have been a great Iron Man game. Yeah. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And so we have what we have. I will probably revisit it again later on once they make more changes. I got my kind of fill of being a mech Iron Man character, and that's it. The game I'm actually kind of excited to be playing right now, and this is absolutely not my normal bag, is Man of Medan. So this is a horror game. I traditionally do not like playing horror games. These guys also made, and I can't think of the name of the game that it was on PlayStation. It was the Friday the 13th kind of slasher game. It'll come to me in a little bit. But Man of Medan, it is a
Until Dawn,
quite a walking simulator. Yes, thank you. Until Dawn is the game. It's not quite walking simulator. But it's heavy rain esque. So you do walk around a little bit awkwardly. A lot of quick time events in this game. But it's interesting because they do some jump scare stuff. It's very moody. I just played through the opening kind of sequences of the game that get you to the credits for the game, if you will, to start it off. But they have like this opening kind of backstory to the game. Didn't expect that. I had seen kind of what the game was in terms of the modern day setting, if you will, for lack of, you know, not to, I'm trying not to spoil anything in case somebody wants to play it. But they give you the backstory as the pre-mission to start everything up. So far so good. Really kind of enjoying the vibe I'm getting. I thought I hit one of those moments of a fail state, which I was kind of disappointed with, but turns out it wasn't a fail state at all. It actually, I think, ultimately I was meant to fail it. I don't know for sure. But I will just say this. I failed in this moment in the game, and the game moved forward and kind of played out. Yeah, so far so good. Man of Medan. It is not super scary so far. It's very tense, though. And there's a lot of mood in this game. They do little jump scares, you know, like something jumping out, running past the screen, that kind of thing. But so far, it's something I don't have no problem with. And I usually don't like those kinds of games. I can say so far so good. I'm looking forward to playing more tonight with the lights completely on.
Does it make you
the way I did
when you've seen the wasps? Yeah. Does it make you jump like that?
Almost. The wasp was legitimate scare. That was like, no, I know this is a legitimate danger. This on screen, it startles you because they combine it with the music, right? It's typical Friday the 13th stuff. If you've ever watched a Friday the 13th, you know, slasher horror movie, or that's maybe not more modern. I'm trying to think of some of the modern slasher movies. You know, Scream. Grimm, that kind of thing. Yeah, Scream. They get you with not only the visual but the sound to go with it at the very moment, you know. So they do that in this game. I predict I will definitely scream like a girl at some point in time. Not afraid to say that. But visually it's good. The voice acting and the direction of everything so far is intriguing me, and I'm really intrigued to see where the game goes. So we'll see.
Okay.
Kim, real quick, can we give some shout outs to those in the chat that are getting through and hanging through with us through all of this?
Phil's been in there, our very own filthy infected psyche has been in there. And so far, that's been about the only two. There was a SimSec69 in there. I've had to keep refreshing chat. So
yeah, a different conversation we've had before.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk some news, Robin.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so we had some big news, actually, on multiple fronts happened this past week. So the first big piece of news was Halo Infinite got delayed. That, I think, caught everybody off guard. They didn't think Microsoft would pull the trigger to say, we're going to delay this. But it was pretty apparent they needed to do more work to satisfy, I think, not just fans, but also potentially internally. I think they were not happy with the reception the game got, obviously. So they delayed it. We don't know when it will be coming back out, other than we know they plan to bring it back out in 2021.
Well, they can pretty much do anything now. I mean, the pressure's now off.
Right.
You know, so there's several things here. I mean, they could delay it for 3 months, or they could delay it 6 months, or, you know, if they delay it 6 months, or they could delay it, say, a year, and that'll be the 20th anniversary of Halo next year.
Yeah, I think so, it's good they delayed it. I do.
It's bad for the launch of a new console, but it's good for the console in the long run and the franchise as a whole.
You think it's starting to be a trend now, like with Marvel and with Cyberpunk? That they just seem to be delaying a lot more of big games lately.
Yeah, well, I think this year they have a legitimate enough excuse as well.
True.
You know, they're not working to their full capacity. You could say, well, guys, let's crunch here, let's get this out, and that would have been the wrong thing to do. You know, this should have ray tracing in it, or parts of it should have ray tracing and it doesn't.
Right.
You know, that's an eye opener that worried me way back in the first place. I kind of think there'll be other ones that will follow suit here, even on Sony's side. I mean, you'd say Halo was one of the big tickets for the launch console. The one that is the big launch for Sony is really only Spider-Man. Your man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, which is kind of controversial anyway, because it's like a big expansion rather than a brand new game. So you know, both pieces of hardware don't have any big fancy lineup for launch. Yes, lots of small stuff, but no big ticket games. So that's just the way of it, I think.
I think there's going to be plenty to play on these consoles. I think Halo itself, this was a smart move.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's a move, quite honestly, Microsoft has not traditionally done. So
no.
This is, I think,
brave.
Maybe a little bit of growth for them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to call it brave. I just want to call it smart. I want to call it smart because, look, Sony has been smart about games where they saw, I think about... the game with the Last Guardian. Mm-hmm. They delayed that game based on feedback they got when they initially showed it off, and the game was better for it. Almost every game that usually gets delayed has been better for it. I don't think there's really ever been a case that I can think of where a game got delayed and it was actually worse for getting delayed. So,
what do you call them?
Daisy.
What do you call them? The one that took 20 years to make.
Duke Nukem.
There you go. There's another one.
That was dead on arrival. But I do think games, for the most part, when they do get delayed, as long as it's a reasonable delay, not 20 years, that can be used to benefit the game. And so it's a rarity that it happens where it is a bad thing. More times than not, it's a good thing to get the game in a better state. So let's hope Halo Infinite does become better for this, and that they're actually able to implement things that should have been there at launch.
Not stuck for choice, are we, in the meantime?
No.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Not really. And I think if Microsoft is smart, I know people talking about the launch lineup. Yeah. To me, honestly, what Microsoft should be doing is really, and they're pretty much doubling down on Game Pass anyway, but Game Pass is their launch exclusive. If they really want to be smart about it, they push Game Pass with the launch consoles, give 3 months of Game Pass.
Instead of 100 games, 120 games out of the box between Xbox One games and Xbox. It's not only Xbox One games, but it'll be the Xbox One X games that'll run on the new console. So the ones with higher definition graphics. So there are games already on the Xbox One X, which are higher definition than the standard Xbox One. So there's plenty of stuff. Yes, Game Pass can't be ignored now. It's the best value out there.
Speaking of things that are not good value.
Wow.
Apple. sorry, I had to
No, I'm sorry. They're going to get a jolly good telling off from me tonight.
Yeah, this is actually big. So we had the big Apple controversy that happened and started happening, I want to say about 2 weeks back, where Apple, we saw Game Pass stopped their beta on Apple because of their store policies. Then we saw Facebook giving Apple grief over their store policies because of their app and they couldn't have games within the app. Then we heard about Fortnite. I want to say we heard about Nvidia Shield as well. There's a lot of different companies that have been complaining of real recent, the past couple weeks, about Apple's policies. Well, Epic Games apparently took it to another level. They are suing Apple over their App Store policies. Now, just reading off the story, the lawsuit comes after Apple removed Fortnite from its App Store Fortnite developer Epic Games is suing Apple after the company removed the game from its app store. In the lawsuit, Epic accuses the iPhone maker of anti-competitive, monopolistic behavior. And they say Epic brings the suit to end Apple's unfair and anti-competitive actions that Apple undertakes to unlawfully maintain its monopoly in two distinct multi-billion dollar markets. Interesting stuff here. And I'm really curious to see where this goes, because that is the Apple ecosystem is very much they control it, and they don't really allow outside competition at all, unless it favors them, unless they get their cut. And some will say, hey, that's their right to do it. And maybe that's the way the courts come out on this. I don't know. But I know this has been a hot topic. Pete, I'm going to start with you. Any thoughts on this? Are you an Apple guy? I can't remember.
I've switched, haven't I? I've got one of these Huawei phones, so I've gone off the old...
China.
I've still got my Apple iCloud account, but now I've jumped ship, I'm afraid.
Okay. I've jumped
I do feel like it shouldn't have been removed, though. It's not. I don't know. It's everywhere else, isn't it? Well, everybody else would do the same thing if it was, you know, that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Fortnite had introduced, their whole reason why it got pulled, why they pulled the game off, was because Fortnite and Epic, I should say, had introduced into Fortnite a in-store app currency that basically kind of bypassed having to go to Apple to pay for things in the game.
Is that really that bad?
It's a lot of money. And you know, you're talking about also a free to play game, so it's not like Apple even makes any money off the game being there. That being said, you could say Apple benefits from it being there because it is one of the most popular games in the world. So their platform having the game on it makes it viable for someone to buy.
What about Minecraft? I wonder, how does that work? So Minecraft is on iOS, and I can go in and buy skins and other bits and pieces for Minecraft. I wonder, does that take you to the Microsoft store because you have to log in on your Microsoft account, or does it take you to the Apple store? I wonder, is that the same thing?
I don't know. I legitimately don't know that.
Because that's exactly this thing here. So if Minecraft goes to the Microsoft store to buy skins, or does it go to the Apple store? Maybe it goes to the Apple store.
Well, and my guess, the difference here is that within Fortnite and Epic Games, they actually had created like an Epic currency that you had to buy through Epic to then buy stuff in the game.
All right.
That you know, didn't go through Apple at all. My guess is on the Minecraft side of it, that still goes through kind of Apple's pay system. So you have to buy it through their store, even though it's within the game, you know, in the Minecraft universe. Apple's getting their cut, so to speak. I don't know.
As you know, I'm quite an Apple, not fan, but user. I'm an Apple user and have been for many years and very much into the infrastructure. Where I stand right now at the moment is I am quite pissed off with them. I'm pissed off over the whole xCloud thing. I can also understand their position as well, because if they just allow xCloud to carry on, unless the xCloud app is something that could be sold, they again are just hosting bandwidth or hosting the game that we already own. So what's in it for them? I kind of, you know, how do they make money out of xCloud? I don't know. That's the thing for Apple. But I'm pissed off about it that they can't work something out. I mean, if you had to spend a fiver on the xCloud app, or 10 or even, okay.
Right.
You know,
just to take a counterpoint to this, I'm pretty certain you can download the Amazon app to your iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple doesn't get a dime out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm pissed off with them for not being able to work it out. So, and then this here, this here is just, it just stinks of utter greed. Utter, you know, I mean, yeah, I know, well, Epic, you know, Epic and all those are big companies as well. So, but I think there's coming to a point where Apple, if they move once, they're going to have to move for everybody. So there's a stubbornness going on and an arrogance going on here as well. But the big ones are ganging up against them right now.
Hang on, Pete. Go ahead, Pete. What were you saying?
Sorry, I've just looked on the iStore, and you can get Roblox. Awesome, plus Roblox. He loves you. You have to buy all of their currency, or Robux as they call it, through the Roblox website, and that doesn't go through. It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
And Roblox is massive,
so. So there's more to this story than what we're being told.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, I'm sure there is. Kim, by the way, does this impact you? I believe you are a Samsung user. Is that correct?
I'm Android, so this doesn't affect me.
I think this is going to be a very curious time.
Can I tell you how
Apple.
Much it affected me today? Do you know what I searched today?
S20s?
Best Android phones of 2020. I actually looked at a Google Pixel. I can't do it. I can't.
Taurus. You can, Robert.
You can.
Like, I had the best phone on the market. I had the Samsung, big Samsung, the best one, the very latest model, and I just couldn't get on it. So, what do I do? Do I dip my toe in the water again? Do I become the ultimate convert?
It all depends upon what you want to do. If you want to play xCloud, things like that, right now, that is your only option. Although I do believe, comments were made of, we are working on alternative solutions. The alternative solution, quite honestly, to this current situation is browser-based. And what I mean by that, when I first signed up for Stadia, when I did the beta with them back, almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, that beta was on PC and it was browser-based. You went to a browser in Chrome and it launched out in a browser. Mm. So that to me is the workaround here is, xCloud opens up into a browser. Stadia opens up into a browser. By the way, Stadia does not work on Apple iPhones either. You open it up into a browser in the phone, and then from there you can play. Not an ideal solution, mind you, but there's that.
Does it not work on my iPhone? No.
It does not.
Well, I've never tried. See, that's how important that is. That sort of mobile game. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the last most important thing we could possibly talk about today, which is Electronic Arts. This is not exciting news at all, but they are rebranding Origins and Access subscriptions on EA Play, to EA Play. So basically, EA is rebranding its Access and Origin Access subscriptions. And starting the 18th of August, which ironically is my bill date for EA Access, it will all be known as EA Play. Basically, you have EA Play and then you have EA Play Pro. The Pro one is basically the PC Origins Access version, which allows you to play all of their day and date games. It's also double the cost, that kind of thing. So, a lot of these companies are consolidating all these different crazy names they have and realizing it's better to brand these things behind the company. Just like, Sony Entertainment, they kind of pulled everything back and created Sony Studios. It just makes sense.
Now, I did hear a tiny rumor. It's just a rumor, so take it with a grain of salt. But I did hear a rumor that maybe Xbox might roll in EA Access with Game Pass. Now, that's a rumor I've heard.
That would be a pretty big rumor. I mean, I'll say this. EA Access, it's $30 a year for me. I do it. I play sports games retro So, you know, I don't have to have Madden the day it comes out. I don't have to have FIFA the day it comes out. I'm not that big of a sports fan that I need to play them the day they come out. But I do like playing them over the years. So, it'd be interesting. I can't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Again, for a non-gamer, you're going out to buy a console, Game Pass, and EA Access. You've got everything you need.
Yep.
That's true. But I feel like... they would need to. It would need to be an add-on option or something. It feels like maybe it's EA Pro, the Pro version that comes to consoles, because that is not there right now. You can only do EA Pro on EA Play Pro. That's only PC based. So EA Access, as it used to be known, or EA Play, which is the base version. That would be interesting to see that come to consoles, the Pro version.
Final little thing there. Bad news. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and director, he's been fired for being a naughty boy. As Sheriff Ishmael.
Yeah.
So he's gone, so I don't know how that will affect Valhalla coming there. But I think he had been dipping his wick everywhere and being a very naughty man, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to affect that game. I mean, at this stage, my guess is any kind of input he would have had, because wasn't he creative director, if I'm not mistaken?
Creative director. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So I feel like his role in that game is largely done. It's more polishing, bug testing at this point. So, I mean, you know, him being let go at this point, I don't think it's going to affect the game at all.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'll affect future in terms of, you know, maybe I don't know how creative his spark is, but I will just say this. Every Assassin's Creed game that's been coming out, if he's been the one behind a lot of them, they all starting to feel a little bit samey. So maybe it's a good thing.
You're doing good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Where are we going from here? Yes.
New releases. The new releases this week are coming from Canada.
Yes.
Alrighty. Yes, your new releases for August 16th through the 22nd are Microsoft Flight Simulator for the PC with, like, 12 discs or whatever. August 18th, Super Thrust Master Freddy. That's all I'm saying. Mortal Shell for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 18th as well. A Pathfinder Kingmaker. Oh yeah, this one looks good to me. For PlayStation 4, Xbox One on August 18th. Rogue Legacy 2 for PC, August 18th. Fan Force for the Xbox One and PC, August 18th. I know Tank Top looking forward to that one.
Hey Robin, real quick. Mm-hmm. Can you lower the music down just a skosh?
Is that okay, Nye?
It was just very loud. I could barely hear Kim talking at
Sorry.
Points.
Yeah, I was just That's thinking right. the microphone got low there. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. Grief Helm for the PC, August 20th. Still, Blind Karma for the PC as well, on the 20th. Aokana? Something. Four Rhythms Across the Blue for the PlayStation 4 and the Switch, August 21st. New Super Lucky's Tale for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on the 21st. Oh, here's one. PGA Tour 2K21 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC on the 21st as well. And those are your new releases.
Oh, look at that. Day and day release for the Stadia. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first. Microsoft Flight Simulator. We have a certain young man in this house very, very excited about that. That would be me. But even more so is my son, Charlie. I'm looking forward to playing this. It looks fab.
So am I. It looks fantastic.
All you all are Christmas.
Yes.
Is it part of Game Pass? Charlie says that, this is part of Xbox Game Pass. I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up.
Is.
Is it? Wow.
It is.
That's what I heard,
The basic. It's on PC first.
Yes.
It will come out with the Series X, I'm pretty sure. So that'll be part of their launch lineup. They'll have a console version. But for now, it's PC only. But it is on Game Pass.
I must have a chat with them and get it on my account then, so we can share it out on the family. Yeah, that'll be the way. Other stuff there that sort of sticks out with me is that, you know, your Battletoads. And Super Lucky's Tale. Is that a complete new game? Kim, you finished it, didn't you? You finished the first one?
I don't know. No, I didn't finish it. I got kind of tired of it, so I don't know. But
I know there's been a few victories achieved with Super Lucky's Tale, but I found I've got to the point where I've hit a brick wall that I found it very, very difficult. Because you have to need so many little stars to move forward to the next thing, and you have to go back and repeat levels to get them, and it's
I'm not a fan of that anymore.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
So, according to the old Wikipedia, New Super Lucky's Tale is an expanded version of Super Lucky's Tale.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, there you go.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, no. You're vibrating. China's vibrating.
Yes, China is vibrating.
There you go.
Technically Korea on my
phone. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. So the next thing we're going to do is victory achieved, and then we're going to go home. Victory achieved. When you finish games, we put you under a hat and for a draw to win some money. And all you have to do is just finish the games you either got for free, sort of, or you've bought. And what you do is you take a selfie with your beautiful face with the credits in the background, and you tweet that up to @OC_podcast. With a victory achieved hashtag victory achieved. The next draw will be at the end of September. We've been lots of winners, and the people that finished their games this week, and maybe even last week, and some of them are getting double mentioned because I'm old and senile. Legit Chinny, he finished Ori and the Blind Forest. James, he finished Ghost Recon Wildlands. I know we'd done that before. Colin on Cars, he finished Persona 5. Caliburn M finished Dead Rising 3 this week. Dukescath finished Crackdown 3. Good fun game, that. Infected Psych finished a very good achievement here. We Happy Few, haven't had many of those.
Oh, nice.
And John Mouse finished Sunset Overdrive. So, well done, guys. Now we play a sound effect of someone who says he's Hulk Hogan's love child. It definitely explains the tank tops.
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! You have won a victory's achieved!
There.
All right. That was lovely. Well done, everybody. Well done for making it through this podcast, as crazy as it's been. Pete, let's let you start the shout-outs, please.
Okay. I'm going to shout out Mother Nature, as Kim normally does, watering my grass seed, because I think I've almost finished my garden now. Yeah, it's good to see. Put down some seeds, made some circular grass just to finish it off, and it's taking off now. It's looking good. Nearly finished. So, shout out to Mother Nature and for Robin for introducing me to stocks and shares.
Sorry.
I've had some good fun.
Good.
Your advice on the start was not to go into this, spending money that you ain't got or blah, blah, blah. And I'm only just chucking in a few quid, and it's just good just to learn the old, the simple tasks of just putting money onto it and just watching it go up and down.
Yeah, we're having a laugh and making a bob or two. That's good.
Pulling out at the right time.
Fuck me, what's wrong with you today? You need to get some boy.
Yeah.
Now wait, never mind, I'll shut up.
Anyway, I'll hand you over to Kim.
Well, there you go.
Right. All right, I'm gonna shout out our shatters today, and there's been a few, and I've had to reset the stream a couple times to check because for some odd reason the chat was not updating. There is our very own Filthy, Infected Psyche, Aiton, Commander Root, and Lurks. Oh, and what I call him, SimSuck69. So they were all in the chat today, so thanks for that. I know the stream was a little bumpy, but thanks for hanging in there anyway. Shout out to you fellas. I mean, even when this all goes to shit, you're still fun to hang out with, so that's always good. And other than that, hopefully everybody has a good week. Hopefully they're weather. Ah! Hopefully I can speak this week. The weather isn't crappy. And how about you there, Robin?
Yeah, if I was an upstanding gentleman with humility, I would apologize for the problems at the beginning of the podcast, but I won't. I just like to say my name is Robin Tate. I'm at Bongo the Sane. If you want to join our little stocks and shares trading thing, contact me at that address or any other way you know how to contact me. And also, if you want to be part of the sort of Bongo's After Hours OC podcast type thing, if you want to experiment with me to see if that format can work or not, just contact me again at Bungo the Sane. Thanks very much, guys. I have enjoyed doing this tonight with you. Sorry I was a bit frustrated at the beginning. And your still photograph on the screen, Pete, looks very stern. You look very, very stern. Yes. So I'm quite frightened of you tonight. Greg, take us home.
All right. Well, one quick thank you to the three of you. We weathered the storm. We got something recorded. That's all that matters. It's about hanging out. It's about having fun. So don't take things too seriously in life. That is for sure. Update on Gary Lever's Extra Life page. So we have surpassed $1,500, which is awesome. It will continue to grow. So super excited for that. So please continue. Donate when you can, if you can. Just search In Memory of Gary Lever on Extra Life and do a good thing. And to our friend Mark. Mark, I know things have been stressing you out. But just know every day right now, because I've had this toy sitting on my desk, because I should be putting a battery into it, and I haven't. But I have this little ambulance.
Oh, God, you showed us that.
Sitting on, yeah.
Here, Laura, and, that's over there for a minute.
I see this every day. I think of Mark. And that's because the battery is broken. But yeah, it sings a little song, and it's a little happy EMT in an ambulance. And Mark's mechanical skills would have made this thing run better. He would have been able to change this battery out far easier than I would have. Anyway, Mark, cheer up. Get back on the show.
Yes.
We cannot wait to have you back. And to the rest of the podcast crew not on this podcast today, slackers. Come on. All right, Gary, Escape from New York. It's a real thing. I love you. And that's Gary DeFelice, mind you. He is literally living Escape from New York now. New York is an absolute shithole. Okay, we're done. Let's go on.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.